You're listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, I am joined by Jan Englert.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? So you're ambassador here in DCU, but you're also a Global Business Germany student.
I am indeed.
Cool. So you're from Germany yourself.
I am.
So why did you choose DCU? How did you even find out about DCU in the first place?
Yeah, so after I graduated from like secondary school, I didn't know what I wanted to do at all. So I went to a lot of university fairs, and there was this one university that offered this program where you spent 2 years abroad. Like, I knew I wanted to study abroad for a while, and a lot of universities only offer like one semester abroad, and I knew that wasn't enough for me. So I found this course, and it's 2 years abroad, and I thought that was really, really cool. So I looked into it, and Ireland just like really quickly caught my attention, like DCU as a partner university of my German university. And yeah, I looked into DCU. I've kind of was fascinated by the thought of living in Dublin, and then I applied.
Yeah. And have you ever been to Ireland before this?
Once with my family in 2014. Like, we did a two-week round trip.
Okay, yeah. So this is a lot different. Now you're really being, like, submerged
it
into
is.
The lifestyle of Irish people and stuff.
Yeah.
How are you finding it so far?
I love it. Like, yeah. I actually do. The culture is great, I think. And I love when you, like, really immerse in a culture and you don't just visit it. And the people are so nice. And, yeah, no, it's great living here.
Great. And obviously coming from Germany, was the application process to get into DCU a lot different than Irish students? How did you go about it?
It was very different. So, obviously, I applied at my German university. I had to do, like, a language test. There was a written exam and also a personal interview. And you had to kind of pass all of that. And once I got into the German university, I automatically got into DCU as well. So I only applied for one university, but then I got into two. I think for Irish students, they only apply here at DCU. It's not that complicated. Like, there's not that much exams and stuff. It's not as complicated as for us. But then you also automatically get into the German one.
Yeah, by applying for the CAO. So this year for the CAO for this course, the points were 440. For this, you'll also need at least a H6 or an O4 in maths.
And also an H4 in the language that you want to take. So either French, Spanish or German. That's like the qualifications you need as an Irish student.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you have had to do business prior to studying this?
No. Okay. I didn't do it before.
Okay.
No, yeah.
But obviously you had some kind of interest in business.
Well, after school that kind of developed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose it's ideal that you can combine, you know, an interest in business with your German knowledge as well. So, yeah. So talk me through the course structure.
Yeah. So the course starts here in Ireland. So you're in Dublin for 2 years. The fourth semester is in placement. And then for year 3 and 4, you go on to whichever country you choose. So that can be the US, Canada, Spain, France, or Germany. In my case, it's Germany. And you are there for the last 2 years. And I think the sixth semester is placement again for the full semester. And then, yeah, you write your bachelor thesis at the end of year 4, obviously.
Okay. So you've kind of gone about it in a backwards way. Well, you've done it a bit different than Irish students would. So you've said that global business students coming and studying from Ireland go and do their first 2 years here in DCU.
Yes.
And then for their third and maybe fourth, then they go abroad. But you've done it the other way around.
So in Germany, we have the option to either start in Germany and then for third and fourth year come to Ireland, or start in Ireland. And like the group of my friends that started here, our English was like good enough, so we were sent abroad right away.
So that will be the case for all the global business courses, that if you're coming from the country, whether it
exactly.
be US, Canada, France, Germany, Spain.
Yes.
All of
so
those.
So all of those come together here for first year. So
okay.
Like from the first day, you're surrounded by international students.
Great.
Yeah.
So talk me through a bit about what you actually do on the course, some of the modules.
Right. So the first 2 years here are kind of basic business courses. So there's like economics, accounting, there's some IT skills, finance, that sort of stuff. But you also have more like cultural and language courses. So there's like globalization or intercultural communication. So the whole course has not only a business focus, but it's also very international. And you have like intercultural communication, as I said, is a very interesting course.
And what would be a typical week for a Global Business Germany student? How many hours are you in lectures and assignments and stuff like that?
Usually it's about 12 hours of lectures and then maybe one or two tutorials. But there is a lot of like personal study time. I really enjoy the variation of the classes that I have. It's not only like maths and business and accounting, but it's also a lot more like creative. Like I have a Spanish class as an international student because I don't need to learn German as a foreign language. I'm able to pick another language, so I'm learning Spanish. And I really enjoy that it's like very versatile, the courses we have.
One thing that strikes me about this course is that there's very small classes.
Yeah, there are big classes like accounting or especially economics and IT. Those will be big classes because you have them with other courses as well. But then there is smaller ones like the language ones or the kind of like the more cultural ones. They're way smaller, yeah.
I guess those kind of classes, the smaller ones, give you more of an opportunity to get to know people mm-hmm. and stuff.
Definitely. But
definitely the bigger ones too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you always sit next to people from another country. That's, I think, it's really, really cool. And you get to know not only like international students that are in your course, but also from the other courses. Like a lot of accounting and finance students have similar classes to us. And yeah.
And how have you found the transition coming from a different country?
For me, it wasn't too difficult. Like I lived in the US for a while during school. So like it was not completely strange to me to live in a foreign country, but obviously was moving away from home for the first time and starting university. It is very different to school because you're like have to rely on yourself a lot more. So there was a lot of change, but because it was a group of 10 students from Germany that came over with me, like right from the start, we were a very close group and I was very connected, which made it a lot easier for me.
And would you have any advice to the Irish students or students who are studying this course and obviously will have to go off in their third and fourth year and go study in Germany or any of the other four countries? Would you have any advice for them moving
to a different country? I think what's important is that you get in touch with the international students in your course. Say for us, we're kind of very close to the Irish students. Because they're going to come to Germany with us and some of them are not completely confident in the language. So once we get over to Germany, they kind of rely on our support a little bit. So when you build like a really close friendship with the foreign student, it's going to make it easier for you to go abroad because you have more support over there.
One thing that impresses me about the course is that you actually come out with two qualifications.
That is correct. Yeah. So you have two bachelor degrees in the end, one from DCU and one from whichever partner university you choose. So for me, it's ESB in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And you were talking to me a bit about how if the two options, maybe to go to a different country, isn't for you, you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it. So we as international students, we don't have the option. But if you are an Irish student, you start your first 2 years here, then you go abroad in the third year, have one semester at the partner university and then one semester of placement. And then you have the option to decide that you want to actually come back to Ireland and write your thesis here. Because if you write your bachelor thesis abroad, you're going to have to write it in that language, in German, for example. And for some, that is like too scary or they just don't want to do it. So then you have the option to come back to Dublin and finish your last year here. But then you only get one qualification from DCU, not two.
I think majority of students would go for the 2 years.
I think most of them do, yeah.
Yeah. So talk to me a bit about what you can do after the course. What are you thinking of doing? Would you kind of go more towards the business side or the language and culture side? Or have you even thought about that yet?
I don't really have a plan. I'm thinking about probably doing a master's, but not even sure. I know it's more towards the business side,
okay,
but like not big corporations. Like I'm personally interested in like startups and entrepreneurship and also like sustainable business development. So that's something that I can see myself doing in the future.
And can you see yourself doing it in Ireland or will you go back to Germany, do you think?
Probably neither. Like I know I'm for sure not going to stay in Ireland, even though I love it here. Mm-hmm. I just want to experience something else. And I want to immerse in other cultures as well before eventually probably going back to Germany.
Okay,
yeah,
absolutely.
In the long run, yeah.
But it's such a great thing that this course allows you to basically take the qualification anywhere you want.
Yeah, definitely.
And talk to me about some of the other careers that you can go into out of this.
You can really do a lot. So you can do some like marketing, you can do banking, finance, you can actually even go into law. Like in the first semester we had a law class, you can specify in that in your fourth year if you want. You can do like European affairs, international affairs, yeah, or even like human resource management is something we do. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a like huge variety of things you can do.
There's a lot that you can get out of it, and you're enjoying it.
I am. I really am. Yeah. It's as I said earlier, it's so versatile, and I'm really enjoying it. You get to know so many different fields of business, and it's not just like numbers and how to maximize profit. Like obviously that is what you do in economics, but it's so much more in depth, and like we also have like psychology and organizations, so you really get to know business from a lot of different perspectives, which
great.
I enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you recommend this course to anyone specifically, or do you think that it's a course that everyone will enjoy?
Well, I think if you're interested in like living abroad, that's definitely a plus. You like obviously living abroad for 2 years can be kind of scary. So I think you have to be like confident enough in doing that. And probably an interest in business would be pretty good. Otherwise, you can be very bored in the classes.
I can imagine.
But I think like the classes are not too difficult. So I wouldn't say there's anyone that cannot do it.
Great. Yeah. And if you have any more questions about global business in DCU or studying it, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. John, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.